You are in a time period which encourages you to go inward and to strengthen any part of you that is afraid. And we understand that that is a rather large order. And yet there is an impetus when the world around you is not safe or is not moving in a light direction, to go inside. And that movement inside is very often the movement that makes you powerful. So when you are doing that, then non-judgmentally and without fear and without any of the things that make you small, the thing you want to do is say to yourself in a moment of upset, what do I believe? And if you can have no judgment and no fear about what that might be, then you can do great good for yourself and for your path and for who you truly are. Because the old beliefs in times like these, of course, are surfacing quite rapidly. And if you can find and call that belief out, then you have already empowered yourself. This does not mean that the belief is gone forever. There's always work to be done on those things. But to be able to say, in this moment, the reason I am feeling the way I feel is that I believe something. And whatever it is that I believe, it is not a good belief because this is the feeling that it is producing. Now, this is not a teaching about not being real in the world and not understanding what it is that is going on around you, but it is a teaching about going inside of you and saying, whatever I am believing here, it is not producing in me a thing that I want to live in me. So I must look at that belief and clean up as much of it as I can. But I must be aware that this is a belief that very often makes me unhappy. And I want to walk on my path, and I want to walk on it with as much happiness as I can experience. There is an interesting thing that you will run into in some spiritual teachings that indicates that happiness is not a good goal, that it is not something that matters. But we want to tell you that it matters very much because happiness is one of the offshoots of joy. And you were created in love and intended to know joy here on the earth. So if you will remember this when you take the moment and say, the thing that I am feeling is an unhappy thing, what do I believe? Then you can begin to link some things together that are going to be helpful to you. This is the way I feel, and this is the belief that has come up with the way that I feel. Now, of course, that can be a happy thing as well. In other words, you can feel very happy, and there is a belief that is associated with that as well. And we want to know about those because those work with us. Those are on our side. So in the days to come, in a happy moment, stop and ask what you are believing. And in a moment that may not be so happy, stop and know what you are believing, because it is in these knowings that we become wise and we become more powerful inside of ourselves and more effective in the world around us and lighter in our spirit and stronger in our connections to the universe. So, if you will begin to breathe easily and deeply, and see that the blue light of peace is all around you, and breathe in peace and exhale fear. And feel your energy become light, light in your body. And feel that lightness in the body is allowing you to move upward. And as the crown opens, feel how lightly you move out of your body. Become aware of the night sky, of the incredible creation all around you, the stars and the planets, the beautiful balance of all of the lights of creation. And as you move higher, know that you are one of those lights. And see that a path appears before you. And find that you are walking on that path. And you are walking lightly. And no energy is required to take you higher than you have been. And see the bright lights of gates that open to allow you to walk into the place that has been prepared for you. Now feel the energy of abundance in this place. Falling on you, falling in you, providing all of the energy that you need to create abundance in your life, in your ability to love, abundance in your connectedness, abundance in your wisdom, and feel the air around you full and rich and fine. And move higher in this place that is your place until you come to a plateau where your teacher waits for you. And when you step onto that plateau, take this time to be with your teacher. Now allow your teacher to give you a gift and receive that gift with gratitude. Thank the teacher who has been here with you, and come to a place in your place where the water runs and washes away pain and frustration and fills you if you drink it. And feel the gates open and see your path in the sky. and come down to the night sky, knowing that you are a bright light in the universe. And come to the place above the circle in the room, and as a service, find a message or a gift for those who sit here with you. Begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.